4 minutes before.
I think so. I've already pressed the record button. So.
Oh, we're recording now?
We're recording.
Well, how are you guys doing today? You guys doing all right? Enjoying your Sunday? It's the last day to come, the day to buy, the day to haggle. But first, let's haggle about something that Hollywood keeps doing to us. Let's haggle over this question. How many of you have suffered from a remake?
That's wow.
Right.
That's right. Everyone. Oh my God.
I see hands. Now, there's a lot of re's on this, right? We got remake, reimagine, reboot, requel, remaster, refuck off. I don't want to hear any of that. Here's the thing, right, with a remake. What do you want as a fan of a remake? Mm-hmm. For example, let's go to the next slide.
Right.
Do you want My Bloody Valentine, which is a soulless cash grab, compared to the original, which had depth and heart?
Mm-hmm.
Or the, let's say, Resident Evil, which added more to the lore, it added more to the mansion.
But it still kept what was there, which is the important part.
Exactly.
I was going to mention that.
Same with Dead Space, which increased its graphical fidelity.
Some quality of life, you know?
Quality of life, legit improvement.
More than anything, I want there to be a reason for the remake.
Right. It's
very
true.
By the way,
feel
free, I'll reach to you, hopefully, if the cable gets long enough.
When it comes to the Dead Space remake, I grew up with the original Dead Space and 2, not 3, because we don't talk about
that. Yeah,
we don't talk about
that.
He's not here.
But when I played the Dead Space remake, I immediately saw a few changes, but I was like, holy shit, this is the original Dead Space, just with Isaac talking.
Right, right. Well, it's give or take whether or not that was a good decision on my end.
Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted a silent protag?
It worked for the character, especially towards the end.
It wasn't horrible.
Yeah, but I get it was to make it more in line with the rest of the universe.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I think it's actually a decent remake, Friday the 13th. It's a fun remake, however, I would have rather had the mom again. Kill
spoilers!
Oh, for the love of God!
Spoilers!
Every time!
So, just to start, we kind of tried to define these as best as we could. We did our research, so it's not like we just made these up, we promise. So it's like a complete remake of original work, updated technology, we mentioned the quality of life elements, and they usually, the good remakes, tend to add a little bit extra. Like, here's a little extra room, or an extra thing. Leah, a little bit of spice
on
there.
Salt bay, that shit.
Because, you know, like... Yeah, I feel like in a way that's a little bit better than just doing a one-to-one exactly because it shows a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Right. Let's go next. Now, a reboot. I feel reboots are the worst because you take a concept and then we're just going to take away anything from it. Some have been well done.
I was going to say.
Like Hellraiser, I think is a phenomenal reboot. I think it's really good and really well done. However, Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Should I just start screaming with like a redneck accent?
Okay. Listen, we all love Michael Myers, right? Everybody here has seen Halloween, right? We all love Michael.
Wait, everyone. How did you say that word?
Halloween?
Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. I always say Halloween. He goes Halloween.
There's an A.
Yeah, but it's Halloween. Whatever. This is a fun little thing I always make fun of about.
As in
Halloween.
The only one that's making fun of me. Everybody else says it right except
I know. I was
so,
like, hey, everybody.
Halloween.
It's the Midwest
accent.
Yeah.
Halloween.
October 31st.
October 31st.
You know what? I'll just do that from now on. So October 31st, you take this Michael. What's the best thing about Halloween? Michael is the shape.
Mm. Yes.
There's mystery.
Right.
Mystique. Mm. You don't make him a patient and then you give him trauma and backstory. I don't need to see.
Well,
I'm sorry, Rob Zombie, if you're hearing this. I don't need to see your wife naked.
Just really
quick.
I don't
care about that. I want a good story. Is that so wrong?
No, but hold on, really quick, if I may add on to that, because it's not like the original didn't try to explain a little bit about Michael.
Right, but
we had the intro.
But there was mystery.
But the pacing was so good and we got just the amount we needed. We didn't need to go into like. The dysfunctional family that Michael has at home. Like, we really don't need to see that. We just need to see Michael is like this from an early age. That's who he is. He is the shape.
But that's not to say they're all bad, like I said, Hellraiser, but also Tomb Raider is pretty excellent because in the original Tomb Raider, what is she except eye candy for the male?
How dare you?
And with triangle boobs.
Yeah,
and here she actually has boobs that are normal, not triangles.
Everybody had triangle boobs. It was the style at the time.
Jesus. And then you had Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare, which was also a really good, faithful recreation of what it was trying to do originally.
If I may, just really quick, just a couple points on reboot. Because there's a lot of people like to just say, oh, they're doing a reboot of this, a reboot of that. But for a reboot to be a reboot, it needs to be part of a series. You need to reboot something. It can't be just one movie, oh, we're going to reboot that one movie. So the idea is it's a long-running franchise, and they feel the need to, like, clean the slate, and we're not exactly even following the same plot lines that would be more like a remake would do. We're using it as an opportunity to have new events happen. Now, whether or not these are good new events is dependent on the media, but overall, it's not a bad concept.
I also have a question to ask you. Wouldn't it make sense to reboot not a good thing, but a really shitty movie or a really bad idea?
Yes!
Why don't you reboot that?
Mars Attacks reboot.
How dare you? Mars Attacks is a cinema classic, and I'll fight you to death for it.
Okay, all right.
Modern CGI, imagine.
But I agree with that sentiment.
Huh? Modern CGI. Yeah, that is a good
argument for rebooting Marvel. I don't know. Have you seen Marvel movies? They look pretty bad.
Oh my god, this guy.
You cannot compare Marvel shit to a great movie.
No, you can't. Thank you for proving my point.
Whoa, making enemies today. I'm just trying to say that.
No,
like,
it's all right. I don't stand tape shit anymore.
He's become the anti-hero of like superhero stuff. He was all into it, and now he's in his rogue phase. You know what I mean?
Please watch Korean dramas. Those are way better. Dude, I saw Decision to Leave, I cried my eyes out.
Have you seen Goblin?
What?
The band?
I've never heard of it.
No, it's a K-drama. The show is literally called Goblin.
Where can I find it?
He's looking it up.
It's more on the romantic side, but it's like a...
Bitch, please, I'm good.
It's a supernatural romance where this Goblin literally waits for his love to be reincarnated.
Oh.
Guardian, the Lonely, and Great God?
Yes.
I'm gonna be honest, okay. I was waiting for a Goblin.
Screen capping that.
I don't know why in my brain I'm thinking Troll 2. And it's like, that's interesting. I don't know about that romance. Whatever.
We could all do with romance in our life. Ready not a sky laser blowing up something. All right,
I wouldn't, by the way, just for the record, I wouldn't mind a reboot of Resident Evil. Technically, I think that's what's going on.
What, the movies?
No, they tried. But tried being the effective one.
There's one news they're doing another Resident Evil movie.
Yeah, it's true. With the guy from White as Casino.
Now, here's a word that some media, some executive thought up. We're going for reimagining. Because reboot has such a negative connotation, but a reimagining is the same thing almost, right?
Mm.
However, a reimagining of Resident Evil 7 was pretty good because it's basically the Spencer Mansion.
Right.
We have basically almost the same beat, and it's very true to form.
And while it may not be the same story from Resident Evil, we have a lot of the same concepts coming back in. Since it was a return to form for the franchise and having that type of gameplay, they really kind of, I wouldn't say copy, but more like reference the original game's layout. You go mansion, guardhouse, mansion, lab. And then the lab was just given to Chris, I guess. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, it gives them an opportunity to have same concepts, but we can change the setting a little. We can still keep the same idea, but freshen it up again with a twist. With a twist.
But the twist sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah.
In case of Child's Play, who saw that one?
I liked it, with
Mark Hamill voicing Chucky.
Did
you like it?
Yeah, it's Mark Hamill.
You've got to be joking.
Mark Hamill voiced Chucky.
Voices Chucky in that.
I shit the name. But here's the thing. You know what they did to Chucky and Matt? They made him an AI.
But you know what that's...
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was watching Terminator.
Before you get on your soapbox, I'm going to try and argue in favor of Chucky here, because I actually did like it. Now listen, reimagining, as I defined it, we have the same concept. Evil doll comes to life and tries to kill you. That's the major concept of that film, the fucking thesis statement of that. Now, if you're putting that in a modern movie nowadays, most kids are buying toys. But by the way, when he says AI, he's not talking about like nowadays AI where they just typed in a prompt and it went. It's an actual Alexa or something like that. That's actually like in the doll. And that feels very true to life. A lot of dolls are like that now where they have like a freaking companion app and shit. So like, that's what they try to go with.
They try, but there was no personality in Chucky. If I'm watching Chucky or Freddy, I want jokes. I want to laugh. I want to have fun. Mark Hamill, as good of a voice actor as he is, which he is amazing, was not good for this. this movie needed more time in the pot.
You know, but that's the thing unique to Chucky, where he has a little bit more of a comedic edge than a lot of the other slashers.
Exactly. With Freddy, you know.
It's weird to play him completely straight, because you're just like, you still have to have fun with the concept of a doll attacking you. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah.
But then there's reimaginings where you and I agree that are really well done. John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh my God.
He's way better than the original black and white classic. It has more tension, more pacing. The acting is way better. I mean, Kurt Russell.
I'm sorry. It's a terrible film. It wasn't accurate.
Get out.
I'm sorry. Just on principle, it was just immediately bad.
Ooh, you're the next wolf.
Wait, say that again?
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, you're going to... I will know that I'm joking before you stab me, just before you know.
Do you want to talk about Silent Hill Shattered Memories? Because I didn't play that.
I will play it, because I will play it. I'll play it all day. So...
Wasn't that on the Wii?
I don't have many, and I don't want to... I know people like, you know, the later Silent Hill titles. I'm not going to pick on them, but I didn't like many of them personally. But Shattered Memories kind of worked for me because... Again, it wasn't trying to just reuse the same thing, because if you play Downpour...
Tom Hewlett wasn't on Shattered Memories?
No, I think that's Climax Studios, the same guys that did Origins.
Gotcha.
So they actually, what they did with this, instead of trying to just be like, hey, remember Pyramid Head? Remember this? They did this idea where it's the same idea of Harry Mason looking for his daughter, but now we have it with a twist. It's in a town during a snowstorm. And it's an interesting feeling because it's not like the original where there's just regular enemies and you gotta clear them out. Like a standard Silent Hill, you do run away from everything. But I think Silent Hill Shattered Memories just really exceeds in like the tone. You are exploring this empty, it was actually a lot like exploring the city at night just now. But like it was just—
Yeah, there's nobody walking.
Where,
like,
where
after
are
9
you guys?
O'clock, I was like, what the, yeah. Am I gonna get mugged?
So basically the game was based on the city. But it gives that sort of loneliness vibe. And I know a lot of people complain, well, have a valid criticism that like, hey, it gets kind of boring when you know nothing's gonna attack you. But again, it doesn't have to work for everybody, and it never does work for everybody. You know what I mean? So it, give or take, reimaginings are kind of a gamble because the different twists you do aren't always gonna appeal to the original fans. And then that's when you start getting betrayal and all that stuff.
Would you say a re-gamble?
A re-gamble? Oh my God. Well, I can add that to the slide. Hold on, wait, I got a question. Oh. Careful with the cable now.
So for the reimaginings, could you argue the newer Call of Duties, like Call of Duty 2019 or Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, could you argue those are terrible reimaginings?
So I didn't play them, but I'm just going to say yes.
I didn't like Modern Warfare because I didn't like what they did to Price.
Yeah, they
I didn't like that, but I did hear Modern Warfare 2 was better, but 3.
But let me ask you.
Was better 3? They made fun of it at the Emmys.
Okay, I have a question though. So if they are, do they still, okay. Because the main important part is you have the same themes, but they change, you know, little things like settings and whatnot. Did they hit the same points like in the story or?
Yes and no.
Oh,
so,
okay, so then probably reimagining,
2019,
yeah.
The plot is it's before the original Modern Warfare.
Uh-huh.
Like, the story before that. Modern Warfare 2, it's, like, in between the first and second game, and then I never played the 3 campaign.
Oh my God, did you all know that there was, like, a sequential?
There's more
of these? I had no idea.
I thought it was Shooty Shooty Blam.
I just really liked World at War. Like, that was a fantastic game.
They remade World at War with Vanguard.
What?
No, we don't talk about Vanguard.
We do not talk about Vanguard. It's a Vanguard. Let's just say that.
That's a really bad game.
Is it good that I haven't heard of it? Like,
yes, it's good that you haven't
heard of it. All right, I'm just going to scrub it off. Okay, here we go. Ready for the next slide?
Let's go to the next slide, which is... So, okay. All right, so, okay. Okay, so...
Oh, no, he needs a second.
All right. Yeah, before you get there, give me a minute. So a requel, which is a reboot sequel. You see these sometimes where people change characters or whatever, or they change the story, kinda. For example, Force Awakens, huh? We've all seen it.
It's not that bad.
It's.
It is.
How many?
Hold on.
Which ones are you talking about?
Okay, but Rick, show of hands. How many have watched The Force Awakens, right? We all saw it opening weekend. How
well,
many
spoilers.
Was this finding out it's A New Hope all over again? Yeah, same.
Wait, hold on. The first one of the new ones is probably the most, yeah, it's all right. It's not bad. It's a good movie.
But it's New Hope again.
But why would they not have a plan? Why do you just play by the seat of their pants? Nothing makes sense. But anyway, you bring up a good point. It's
how
a
did they get there?
Yeah, how do we even do this? But you bring up a good point. A requel needs to have previous things to reference.
Like Scream does. Scream is pretty excellent with its variety of requels, I think. I think Scream is pretty coherent compared to this.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Halloween, like the 2017 or whatever year that is. What is that then?
The newer one, like Halloween Kills?
Yeah.
That's a requel. That's actually
that's
a perfect
an interesting
example.
Yeah.
Because Halloween 2018 takes place instead of Halloween 2.
Yeah, Halloween 2 doesn't happen.
So then you have Halloween, and then Halloween Kills, and then Halloween Kills.
So while Rob Zombie's was more of an actual like reboot, this one, needs to reference the previous movie. So. Okay, so I think when I said yes, this is supposed to be here, because it on the box it says frickin' remake, and it just really bothers me to no end because it is not a remake. And again, it can be its game and what it does, it's fantastic, but it just feels like it's mislabeled. You need to know the previous game in order to appreciate what goes on in Remake and how they change it. They actively change scenes and introduce things to make the characters go to spots. Instead of the characters just naturally, in like an arc, learn to go somewhere and like grow from that, they just have freaking time ghosts that just pick them up and drop them there. And that did not happen in the original. So by default, it is not a remake. Now, granted, because it does change those events, there are some specific scenes that I can't say right now.
By the way, welcome to what is really the panel.
Yeah, no. If you watch my stream, I tried playing it on stream and like literally.
I bought the game for you.
He bought it for me, actually, yeah. Because he dared me.
Because he was talking so much shit and he never played it. And I feel if you don't play something or watch something, how can you criticize it?
No, but this is what this guy does. He doesn't just pick, oh, that's something you don't know a lot about. He knows things I hate. And is like, no, you should love it. And it's like, ooh. So I did. I gave it a shot. And it has a ton of fans, and I'm not going to take that from anyone. Hey, you love to play it?
We're not here to yuck your yum.
But at the same time, every decision was completely antithetical to like the characters themselves. Sephiroth shows up in the first 5 minutes.
Oh.
You spend all of disc one trying to track him down. You don't see him until fucking disc two. And they just blew their load immediately. That's Sephiroth
okay,
there.
Okay, but before you pop a blood
no.
Vessel, I love you. But here is a requel that we actually enjoy, which is Mortal Kombat 9.
Yes! How do we feel about Mortal Kombat Reboot 9?
Do you like Mortal Kombat
for
real?
Yeah, well, I didn't
realize that. Alright, well, fuck, we're alone then.
Oh, really? Ooh, okay. What? It's interesting
you
because.
Yeah.
Okay.
What makes it a requel is that the framing device is that Raiden has to go back in time and sort of ensure events don't happen. And he says
it's all time travel, right? It's a wibbly wobbly time travel.
Right, but Raiden, in all of his infinite wisdom, his only hint to his past self is he must win.
Yeah, that's it.
Whoever the hell that is, you know, like, so
who is he?
So he spends the entirety of the game trying to figure out who he is, and it's like, bitch, you gave that message to yourself. Why couldn't you? Anyway, but it is a great framing device because it does reference the previous continuity. It needs to exist in order for Raiden to go back in time and change things in the first place. So that's the idea right there. We want to move on?
And then they did it again.
That's right. Mortal Kombat 11 has two requels.
What is it now? Every 3 years, Sony has to remaster one of their PS4 games for the PS5? Yeah.
There was a joke. It's like, that game's 3 years old. That's too old to remake.
Too old already.
It just
came out last year.
What
else?
The Last of Us Part 2 remaster.
I personally feel like there's just so many video games in our back like history that it's kind of strange to go after something that's so recent. But then again, I get where their mind is at. It's like, oh, that sold super well. It's just really, I don't feel like it's enough of a difference for me. But that's dependent on the person, of course. So
let's extrapolate on a remaster. Can you kind of guide me here? Because it feels like I didn't put any of this here.
No, I replaced these. This is a completely new slide. I added this.
Oh.
So this wasn't here before. A remaster is
thanks
the same.
Thanks for telling me that.
I like to keep you on your toes. Oh. You know. Gotta stretch them out. A remaster is basically the same piece, but with updated visuals and sound. Now, what that means is it basically plays on the same engine. We are not recreating the entirety of it. We are using the base game for it. You know what I mean? You need to have that base game, and then you can add stuff like, you know, enhancements to the visuals, better sound, some quality of life things if you want. But ultimately, it is that game. We didn't recreate an engine. It is still on the same engine.
This is true also with the 4K, because they do upscale that. I was at a screening of the Terminator in 4K. It's a huge improvement on the original, I would argue.
Didn't they give it to Back to the Future?
I'm sorry, hold on.
Sorry, gotta hop on over.
As you can see, that's evidence of me keeping him on his toes.
Didn't they do that to Back to the Future when they rescreened it?
Yes. So that's the idea. A remaster isn't even specifically for games, you know what I mean? You hear it a lot with games, but ultimately it could be any piece of media that's being reintroduced with sort of enhancements and a way that more modern audiences can approach it. Yeah, something?
I was gonna say, you see that I'm loud, you don't need that. Oh,
I love you, you're fantastic.
I was gonna say, you see that a lot with, like, when Disney movies come up to, like, their 50th anniversary, they remaster it for the more modern media, so, like, the VHS tapes get put into DVD format where it's better quality, but sometimes it's not better quality. And you saw that with Cinderella.
Oh, really? What happened to Cinderella?
Yeah, when they remastered Cinderella, they literally took all of the ruffles out of her dress at one point.
What? That's like...
Because so like when she's running down the stairs, when they remastered it, the quality to make it more high def literally took out all of those fine lines, so she's got like a flat blue dress.
Yeah, so there's... Yeah.
Can I spend 2 minutes? I hate the mouse for all that.
Okay,
stuff.
No.
Who needed a Moana remake 5 years later? And why do we need a live action?
Right, but
what's
a
live action remake?
Live
action. I should be named.
We're getting a Moana live action.
Yeah.
We are?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I know. No,
the ink isn't even dry on the Blu-ray on that.
Anyway. We're getting a live action and a Moana 2.
And a Moana 2. Also, we're getting, I think, another Lion King prequel that's live action.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Who needed five Toy Stories?
Three. We should have stopped at three.
Three.
You should have stopped at three.
Yes.
Guys.
Can I just say, Quentin Tarantino said, I'm not watching Toy Story 4. Toy Story 3 is a masterpiece, and it ended there for me.
Exactly.
If Quentin Tarantino said that, I agree with him.
Yes.
And that is a thing with sequels where sometimes it feels a little unwarranted, and you could sort of do a fresher take on a sequel, but a lot of the times they just kind of want to reuse the same characters, and then it leads into that. But I love that you brought that up, because it goes to show you that not every remaster is actually good. Like, on paper, all you have to do is enhance what's there. You know what I mean? But then you play Silent Hill HD Collection, and it's like they sometimes make active decisions to swap stuff, and it still uses the same engine, and it's technically a remaster because it improves some of the visuals, kind of, because it's 1080.
Also, more recently, the GTA trilogy for San Andreas.
Oh my god.
That was basically a port of an iPhone port, basically.
But the thing you brought that up, we could talk about ports. So a port is basically like a remaster, but they didn't actually do any improvements to the audio or the visuals or anything that's really that level of, like, you know, work that a company did. So it's literally just, we're gonna make, of course it does take work to make it playable on other consoles, but that's really the major focus of it. We're not really focusing on quality of life things or even something like updated visuals. It's just, I wanna make this playable on here. You know what I mean?
One question, why is Netflix on here?
Because Netflix does that. They're basically like a port where they make something available for people where they couldn't have before.
Oh,
so where it's like, let's say there's a certain movie.
Netflix Play.
Huh?
Netflix Play.
What's that?
It's their new gaming system.
Yeah, did you know
they have a gaming system?
Yeah, yeah, they allow you to stream.
Because my husband is really looking forward, because I believe it's the 1st of October, they have Tales of the Shire coming out on Netflix Play.
Oh, cool.
They're going to have Samurai Showdown on that.
I have a question about Netflix Play. Is it like I have to pay more for that? Or
yeah,
no, it's part of your subscription, and you can only play it on your phone.
Only on my phone?
Only on your phone.
Interesting. Well, again, you had something.
Yeah.
So, actually, it's for ports. They're doing modern games on iPhone. I don't know about Android, but on my iPhone, I have Resident Evil 8, Resident Evil 4 Remake, both on my phone, but you only get to play a certain part of the game, and then you have to pay to play the rest of it.
What?
Capcom did it again.
Just when we think we're like
Operation Raccoon City with Dislock DLC. Remember those days?
Yeah. Mm. Back at, I'm telling you, they sold us half a game, and they were
don't
like,
trust companies, folks.
Yeah, I'll show you right now.
You don't, no, I don't want to see
I'm
that.
Just saying, it just goes to show you that, again, not every port is good either, even though it's probably the more simpler option of these kind of things, but, like, not every console can play it super well, and then
no.
they just try and force it.
Certainly
anyway.
Not an iPhone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's, like, Kingdom Hearts and Resident Evil 2 Remake on the Switch, but it's, like, cloud only, so, like, you need to have a good internet connection or just keep stuttering the whole time, and it's, like, you kind of want to make the port accessible and, you know, consistent.
The Switch has a lot of cloud PC stuff just because, mm-hmm. like, it's not technically capable of actually running the game.
Yeah, but just not locally on its own.
Wow.
Oh,
so this
no.
is audience participation.
That's
not
right.
DMC.
So do you mind if I do
not
the
DMC.
Movies first? I want to ask the audience here.
You do movies, I'll do games.
Yeah, all right. How many of you have seen any of these movies? How many of you like them?
Some hands went down.
All right. How do we feel about Evil Dead the remake?
Loved it.
Even though there's no Ash Williams, there's no real like, but it's good though. Mm-hmm. It was good thought and tension because why? They kept the heart and soul of it. Take care. Thanks for being here.
Have a good time.
It. We love that guy. I love Skarsgård.
Skarsgård
nailed it.
The eye thing. I thought it was CGI. It turns out it was all legit. Oh my god.
Are we answering
can
what
we,
these
can
are?
Can we talk about Texas
Chainsaw? Wait, are we answering what these actually are, or?
No, I'm asking them first, and then we're gonna.
Oh, okay, okay.
Gonna...
Fair enough. I'm like, you're missing the game
like
show this. Parts.
And I like Jessica Biel, but no. No, and can we stop remaking it? I've seen like 5 remakes, and none of them have been good.
I skipped the last one.
I didn't see it, but I heard good things, but also bad things. Anyway, what would we consider Evil Dead?
Requel?
Mm-hmm. Why? Did it keep anything from the original?
Did it reference the original?
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I would say it's more of a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel it's more of a reboot than a requel. Did you remember anything, like, did you watch the original?
I did watch the original. I love the original.
I feel
which
like
did you love more?
Huh?
Which did you love more?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say the original.
Thank you.
It's fair.
Anyway.
But like, they don't actually reference Ash, you know, Williams, and it's not exact. Well, there is in Ash, you know what I mean? So, in a way, it's like, it is more of a reboot.
In Soul, like it's a reboot of
well,
Soul?
Well, actually, no. Isn't it more of a reimagining? Because they don't really follow the exact events.
We don't even know what movie. That's why we're
no, this is why
it.
We're doing
hope
it.
You do.
No, but I really do feel that because they do new events with those characters. It really just uses the same concepts, going to the cabin, having the deadites, and all that. But it's still new events that happen. That whole chainsaw down the middle thing, that didn't happen in the original. So in my opinion, I think it's more of like a reimagining because it has the same concept, but different events.
But here is a good question on it.
Mm.
What do we feel on it?
I fully feel that it's more of a remaster because it does tend to follow the original pretty closely. But
the Tim Curry, the TV movie.
Yeah, but it tends to follow the original with a more updated take to it.
Mm.
There are better graphics than that.
I would actually, by that description, I would say it's like a remake because it's still following the same story but with those better graphics. Because a remaster would be like if they just took the original movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put it in 4K.
And then just put it in 4K. So it you're right, though. It
but
actually
I like where
does. It follows the same aspects. Of course, they add a little thing here and there, but remakes do that sometimes. They never take away, but they add. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The good ones do, at least.
Now, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that has to be a reboot, right? Like, we all agree. It's a bad reboot.
It's a bad reboot. It's a bad reboot.
Less said, the better. Now, Candyman. Did anybody here see it?
No.
All right, moving on.
All
right. Ooh, George.
All right, here we go.
George.
Yeah.
You play Castlevania.
I do play Castlevania.
The Dracula X Chronicles.
Oh my gosh, you're so excited. Go for it.
Okay, hold on. Rock the mic.
I have so much to say about Dracula X Chronicles.
Oh, this is awesome. I thought I was going to trip someone up. I was like, do you guys even know Dracula X Chronicles? But hey, okay.
This is a ROM, a remake, and a remaster.
Yes.
How?
It has all three in it.
Yeah. Okay, so it ports Rondo of Blood, which was originally only available in Japan, into an English localization. It remakes Rondo of Blood into its own game with 2.5 graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And it also includes a remaster of Symphony of the Night.
You can find an item in that in Rondo of Blood that unlocks Symphony of the Night as a playable game in there. With new voice acting, but we're not going to talk about that part. But yeah, it's interesting because Dracula, that's why I have it here, because Dracula X Chronicles is a weird case of it being multiple things at once. So it is a remake, as you said, of Rondo of Blood, because it's new visuals and it plays basically the same. But then you also have a port in there too. So it's a really fun, you know, variation of that. So Konami actually went and did a lot there.
But then Resident Evil Code Veronica X has to be a remaster.
So, I was curious if people were going to catch that.
Like 5 minutes of what's going
on. There's a reason why it's X and not regular Code Veronica. That's the big difference. Because it's extra. Yeah. Extra! Beautiful.
We're having a Wesker off.
Right, so what basically Code Veronica does is it's more of a remaster, essentially, right? Because it brings back the same game.
But they add like 5 minutes of a cutscene, dude.
But
or
it's,
10 minutes, I don't know.
But based on our definitions, reboot, it didn't use new graphics.
No.
Reimagining, it follows the same story.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same game.
Requel.
It just added an extra scene or two.
Requel is its own. It doesn't actually reference a previous, like, Code Veronica.
Yeah.
So really, it is a remaster, but it also includes some little extra things. So it's still technically the original game on the same engine, but updated and available. It's also for the other consoles as well.
And with best Chris.
Bye, beloved.
I don't agree, but that's fine.
But here we have DMC, which worked.
Oh, I have all. I noticed how many hands came up for DMC. That's great.
The soundtrack slaps, though.
Oh, oh yeah, of course. Yeah, of course, though.
Hold on.
It's like the only thing that does, though.
Okay, so what I want to say about DMC that I feel like wasn't talked about a lot in this panel was, so I feel like some like reboots or re-anything, it's affected a lot by having to be compared to the source material.
Yeah. It's true.
And
very, very true.
DMC Devil May Cry has a lot of stuff that's pretty good. I think it's a pretty good game.
Mm.
I enjoyed it.
But is it a good Devil May Cry game?
I thought it was okay.
No.
I think if we're gonna talk about like, the thing is, DMC Devil May Cry has some.
Mm.
If you're comparing it to other DMCs, there's gonna be problems.
For
you're
sure.
Like, this isn't.
It's the burden of it being part of a franchise.
When you're a remake of like a game that's pretty popular, and it's like Dante's a pretty like, I would say he's pretty iconic.
Yeah, for sure.
You kind of you can recognize.
Yahoo Pizza.
He's very recognizable.
Yeah, white hair Leon. Yeah.
But
yeah,
a lot of the humor and the style and especially dialogue to compare, it's very different. And I think while it has its merits, that it is brought down the downsides are embellished because of comparing it.
But unfortunately, as a company like Capcom, you are aware of that. You know what I mean? It's because Downpour also tried to do this, where it was kind of like.
Oh, wait, wasn't that Ninja Theory that did that one?
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was. That's true. But
it was Ninja Theory.
But the point I'm trying to get across here is that if you are using a previous property like Devil May Cry, you have to understand that it will be compared, regardless if you want to or not. Because I know Devin Chatsky for Downpour was like, "Oh God, we really wish people would just think of it on its own and not." You can't do that if you're using the same name. It's inevitable. People will connect it.
Is there an expectation when you go to a movie or a game or a show? I've seen this before. I know there's quality here. Do you have an expectation for it to meet that quality?
Oh, yes.
That's the issue with DMC.
And it goes even further with how famous and popular the series is. You know what I mean? If it's a series that doesn't have a lot of attention, Splatterhouse. Then, you know, it's a little bit more forgiving when it isn't exact, but, you know.
Can you talk to me about Splatterhouse? Because I never played that one.
Okay.
How many of you played Splatterhouse?
Yes!
I love you. Nobody else. All right.
Okay, so Splatterhouse was a game on the Super Nintendo. I think it's also an arcade.
Smith?
It's on the 360.
Well, that one is, yes. So what this one is they tried to reboot the series because Splatterhouse had sequels and it did really well. And the thing is, it kind of got forgotten. There wasn't a lot of games in the series for a large period of time. So they said, screw it, let's try rebooting it. So they made it more of like a beat 'em up, like it always was, but more closer to like, I want to say something like Streets of Rage or something, but way full of gore. Like, you go from left to right and there's a couple multiple enemies. It's not like the original per se, but they've rebooted it into something that's more modern, like a regular, I don't say regular, but modern beat-em-up. Because back then it was a little bit simplistic. It's very much left and right, you know what I mean? Yes. Where this, there's more depth to go to, there was finishing moves, it felt a little bit DMC, actually. So, like, they rebooted it, and it didn't do so super well, hence why there's no Splatterhouse 2, but it is an example of a reboot for a game. All right, can you guys?
Somebody clap for it.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So I just want to say, because I think this is the next question. What's your favorite? Do you prefer reboots? Do you prefer remakes, requels? So I kind of want to get a little bit of audience feedback on this.
This is going to be good.
So reboots have to be both my favorite and least favorite. If they're done really well, they can bring a breath of fresh air to a franchise. If they're done very poorly, they can make me absolutely loathe a franchise that I once loved.
Right, and it just works like antithetical, you know, to what it's trying to do, you know? Absolutely.
All right, we got hands. Come on. You got it.
Oh. Okay, for reboot-wise, I have two anime that they did it to the butts.
Oh?
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon Crystal
was immensely better.
And oh, lies!
Oh my god!
Lies didn't burn me. As a child who grew up getting up at 5 in the fucking morning to watch Sailor Moon in the early morning.
What did we do?
Lies!
Oh my god. Alright, you guys have to put on your sailor forms and just start casting magic at each other by this point. Good
afternoon. Just getting in, but for the OGs who have been there since day one, no.
Well, the thing is,
while you got into it.
Yeah, I was reading the manga while I was watching the cartoon.
And the thing is, the 90s did have a specific charm to the art style. So if you were in for it for that too, like that specific style, then it kind of is a little different.
The voice actors they had for the English dub. And the way that they translated the cartoons from Japan to the U.S.
Yeah.
So that it was more acceptable in the U.S.
Uh-huh. They're cousins.
They're just cousins. It's just loving. Okay.
They're just cousins.
But probably, like, the storyline, though. That one's more the original book storyline versus, like, the other one in Monster Magazine.
So welcome to the Sailor Moon panel.
Yeah. Just really quick, I just want to say this. Sailor Moon can destroy Goku. That's all.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Probably.
Those fighting words.
I'm a Dragon Ball fan, but Sailor Moon's OP, bro. Like, she's OP. Nobody puts respect on
the reboot that everybody wanted to have because the newer people coming in were seeing the 90s stuff. Uh-huh. And were like, this isn't in the manga. Cool. Don't care.
The thing is that I did get a good reception on Crystal, I did hear, and like, yes, it may not, this is a great example. So like a reboot, they try not to think, it's the whole reason of a reboot is to sort of try new things, right? So that's kind of probably why they didn't really use a lot of the same aspects, they wanted to do the same concepts, but with a new kind of twist on it. Now granted, I could see that twist did not work for you, and you know what, that's fair for a lot of people, because it doesn't always work, and it's always a gamble, because like, your original audience will identify with something, you know what I mean? And granted, I'm all for changes, I'm all for updates and clever ideas, but if you're not clever enough, people feel like, why was this change necessary?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's a problem. But it does depend on each person. I just bitched about Final Fantasy VII Remake for like 20 minutes because I couldn't stand it. But that's just
me. If you want more of his bitching, you can find it on YouTube, Twitch.
Crystal added too much. Like, they were trying to put too much where it didn't leave enough, I want to go more in depth, let me go get the mangas the more in-depth thing.
Well, that's the thing.
Well,
too
many cooks spoiled.
I mean, we could talk about Welcome to Raccoon City and how they merged 1 and 2 together. And it's like, dude, come on.
We'll make that panel.
Sorry, the conversation has gone on so long that I have more things that I want to
talk about.
Because initially I thought we were asking, the question was, what's your favorite, like, of the different whatever.
We could give an example.
In which case, for me, I'm kind of split because it's like on the topic of a remaster and a
remake?
Not a port, or like a remake, yeah. In the case of a remake, it's like if I want to experience something like, because I'd say I like remakes, but I don't want them to change too much. I want like... I want a visual update.
Yeah,
I want quality of life. I want better visuals. But there are cases where it's like, it's a big change. Mm-hmm. Or like...
And to be honest, it may be like, safer with remasters because like, it is the original.
Like in the case of like... Evolution.
Why are you bringing up Dragon Ball Z Evolution?
If we're gonna talk about like,
that was the most
hold on.
It's one of the worst anime movies ever.
I still look for financial compensation for Dragon Ball Evolution.
All right, well, hold on. We're still listening to pain here. Hold on, come on.
I was going to say that in the case of like GoldenEye. Technically, this is, you could consider it quality of life, but it turns into a different game.
So then it becomes more of a requel.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, fact check me, you know? But, like, I have not played the new GoldenEye.
Uh-huh.
But it's like an example of that kind of thing.
Are you talking about the one on Switch Online?
Wait, they made it?
No. There's another GoldenEye. I think it's called GoldenEye Rogue Agent.
It's GoldenEye for like the Wii.
We don't.
Yeah.
No. I told you this is an additional thing. I said because of all this other conversation, I had more to say. Because if we're going to talk about favorite like three stuff, I like the Gundam the Origin manga.
We got Gundam.
Manga came into play. Jesus.
Does the
series end at some point?
Suit Gundam.
Sorry.
I need everyone to fact check me. The original Mobile Suit Gundam was just an anime.
Yes.
Yes, it was just an anime. Yes.
It,
I thought.
In Japan, I lived in Japan for 2 years. The original Gundam started out as TV show with the figurines. Uh-huh. And then I want to say in like the late 90s, early 2000s is when they really started turning it into a manga because people were like, oh, I want more. Mm. It became so huge that they're like, I want more. Yeah,
It's actually really quick. It's actually interesting you brought that up because that's another kind of concept. That's an adaptation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's bringing it into a new medium entirely. So
it's like, in the case of the Gundam Origin manga, there's also a little bit of confusion because there's a Gundam the Origin anime. It has the same graphic,
right,
and the same name, but the Gundam the Origin manga is more of it's a prequel.
Okay.
It follows Gundam the Origin.
Shit, we didn't put that in the thing.
Yeah, no, we didn't put prequels at all. Jesus.
Gundam,
do you want to add it? We can.
No. I'm just saying Gundam the Origin, the anime is a prequel following Char.
Ah, okay.
But the manga is...
It's a prequel, re-prequel.
The manga, there's...
Re-prequel.
Re-prequel.
In the...
By the way, all of these could be mashed together. A lot of games and movies just want to do all of them at once. Dracula X Chronicles was my one example of that, but it happens all the time, yeah.
But the Gundam the Origin manga, there's like slightly different mobile suit designs. Mm-hmm. Like you'll kind of notice like... The RX-78 has like a shoulder cannon, which
I'm not gonna know the specific parts, but I'm just saying.
Always have a shoulder cannon. The shoulder cannon looks different, but there's slightly different things in the design. But it's just a far more digestible thing.
Definitely,
I think Gundam the Origin because it's rough to watch.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I feel like you're gonna be a lot more comfortable in like remakes.
I'm pretty much.
Yeah, okay. I feel like based on what you told me, like if you want to have the exact same thing, and the thing is, I feel like I'm talking to myself here because it's like, oh, people always complain to me when it's like, oh, you didn't like the remake? What, did you want a one-to-one? And it's like, no, you don't really need a one-to-one. You just need to sort of keep the same ideas and theming and concepts and the story, right?
Don't subtract, add,
right? It's a very simple premise.
If I can take something away from this panel, it's don't subtract, add. One thing I wanted to bring up on Dragon Ball Evolution. James Marsters brought up in a Q&A that I was at where he wanted to apologize to the Dragon Ball fans, and that's why he did Zamasu.
He was such a good job.
Yeah, he did a good job as Amasu because he felt really bad about how bad he was as Piccolo.
And that's not his fault, dude.
It wasn't his fault, but yeah. he said it's my mea culpa to the Dragon Ball fans, and I hope they appreciate it. I just wanted to give a shout out because good dude. Yeah. Even though I think Angel belongs with Buffy.
Yes.
Thank you.
For reboots, I'm gonna have to say the JoJo's Bizarre Adventures reboots, absolutely. From the original.
Oh, you're leaving him hanging.
This one.
Okay.
From the original Phantom Blood and the original, I can't remember what part 3 was called, Stardust Crusaders, up until when David Production.
A little further back, sorry, yeah, it's popping hard. Yeah.
When David Production did it, I've read the manga and I've seen the OVAs and I watched the new JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. Absolutely stay true to the manga, great art style, great voice acting in both.
Soundtrack.
Oh. When Caesar died, great soundtrack.
Oh. Spoiler!
Hey,
not me, this song!
Hey, I didn't say.
Did you pay him to do that?
No.
I didn't say it was one.
Oh my god.
Not that I'm above
it. I didn't say it was one.
Well, don't tell me there's even more than one. I only saw the first season. Help me.
There's like 5 Caesars in total.
Okay.
Well, there's.
What is this, Kingdom Hearts?
5?
God, Xehanort 1 through 5.
Stone Ocean, we have Stone Ocean.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, it's actually interesting, Kingdom Hearts, the final mix series, are essentially remasters, because they are the same engine, the same game, but they add extra things, you know what I mean? And it's not even on a new engine, so it's not a remake, but it's a remaster with quality of life improvements.
Yeah.
You want a mic or not?
No, I'm not.
We have 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
My favorite series that sort of encapsulates all of the re-everything is the Legends of Zelda's.
Oh, shit, that's
because
true.
Because you go from the very beginning, the very first one on, God, what was it, NES?
NES.
Yeah.
NES.
All the way up to the newer ones that are coming out on the Switch. You get the remakes, the remasters, the requels. You get them all because a couple of the games actually do follow the same story. And then you get like the reboots with the new systems, where they're a whole completely different story, but they still kind of sprinkle in that little previous, and then they do it again with the new system.
It's amazing. They reference that it is technically like the same world from the NES games, but they use that as like the concept and the framework, and then they do different events.
Yes.
Absolutely, so it's more of a reboot.
And mind you, all of Legend of Zelda, I mean, I don't play them, but I appreciate them. Everybody says, not one is bad. Like, even the worst one is still good. Oh, forgive my ignorance, but I don't play Zelda.
Wand of Gamelon.
The second one.
Oh, there's Defenders, but yes, I kind of agree with you. There's Defenders.
Legend of Zelda 2, I mean, one of the bad guys is called a what-what.
But if we're going to sit here and talk about the dumb names of Zelda enemies, you can't start there. Come on, we got choo-choos and all this shit, come on.
What?
I got bad news, folks. We are out of time.
It's too many.
What in the butt?
Anyway, we have been the Eagle and Wolf Podcast. If you like spending time with us, thank you so much.
No, thank you guys. You really helped us out here. We really broke down what the hell is a remake.
That's right. We really broke down a ton of stuff. But again, if you like what you heard here, we do run a podcast about survival horror. We talk about all sorts of stuff. Spotify, Google, iTunes, anything that'll have us. But thank you so much for stopping by. Hope you have a wonderful con.
And if you have Twitch, follow him, BoneKingTV / Twitch.
Look at him. He's simping for me.
I love you, baby. I love you.
Thank you.
Say it again.
Say it again.
I love you, baby. I love you.
Not that Twitch.
Twitch.tv/BoneKingTV.
But the thing is,
there's too many TVs in your web link.
Does he mean it? That's the problem.
What do you mean I don't mean it?
Does he just say things I want to hear? Anyway, all right. Thank you so much, guys. I'm going to press stop here.